Hi, everyone. My name is Geraldine B. Thomas. I'm the facilitator of the 1 Million Woman Link Up. What women are missing when it comes to LinkedIn is a collaborative approach to harness its economic power. There are over 269 million women on LinkedIn. How many do you interact with on a daily basis? Probably not enough to impact your bottom line. You can change that by hanging out with me and Kim while we discuss LinkedIn and how women can use it to build a marketing tribe comprised of powerhouse business and professional women from around the globe.
Are you stuck when it comes to figuring out how to build your business brand online? Then check out Pimper My Business free training that helps you learn how to easily start building your business brand online. Just go to free.pimpermybusiness.com. Remember, it's free. I'm Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Pimper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Pamper My Business podcast. My name is Kim Beasley. I am your host. And today I have with me Geraldine B. Thomas. Welcome, Geraldine.
Hi there.
Geraldine is the founder of Smart Women Partner and Grow Rich. She creates large-scale collaborative marketing projects with LinkedIn as the backdrop that busy business and professional women from a wide range of industries can plug their business into. Her current project, the 1 Million Woman Link Up, will help women increase their leads, brand awareness, and influence through collaborative marketing partnerships between them. I'm so excited to have you today, Geraldine.
Thank you.
The question that I always start off with is, what is the purpose of your business?
Okay. Well, the purpose of my business is to help women to basically come together on a daily basis to collaborate on their marketing and PR activities using LinkedIn versus just going to LinkedIn, posting a little simple update and leaving.
So you're telling me that you do it only on LinkedIn and not anywhere else?
Well, it's mainly LinkedIn, but we do cross-post stuff on Facebook and Twitter, but mainly it is LinkedIn because there are so many women on there and the purpose of the platform is business. So it's perfect. You know, there's over 260 million women on LinkedIn. So if you're trying to find money-minded women, I mean, LinkedIn is a place because they're there to do business versus on Facebook, where they're there to talk about the weather, the latest news story, talk to their family members.
With that in mind, using LinkedIn for your your backdrop. How did you get started doing that?
Well, Ms. Kim, first of all, we could thank you for telling me about LinkedIn so long ago. Very, very long ago. Yeah, what was that? 2003 or 2004?
Yeah, 2004, I think.
Yeah, you sent me an invite. And as you know, at that time, there wasn't much to do. It was just a glorified, Rolodex. We couldn't do anything. Yeah. Until they added groups and they added events and everything else, which was so exciting for us. So that opened up a great big old door for us to see who was really on LinkedIn and how to do business there.
LinkedIn was around before Facebook.
Sure the heck was.
LinkedIn started around 2005 is when it was like public and out there and people could start using it. Facebook was around 2007. Even though it was available for college students before then, it didn't become public until 2007. I just want to let people know LinkedIn was the first one out there, really, not Facebook. Okay, go ahead.
Once the gates opened up for us, we saw the big picture that we could actually make money with LinkedIn. It wasn't just that you were looking for a job, you were looking for clients. And we got to talk to each other.
What have you found on LinkedIn that has really helped you get connected with others?
Okay, let's see. Well, I can say at first what I found that really helped me connect was their Rolodex. Back in the day, see, we're still going to do a little bit back in the day thing. We used to be able to, what was it, blind copy about 50 people. And you could pick which state, city, country, whatever, which was so great. I was really able to do some great stuff with LinkedIn. And then once they changed things, then people stopped talking as much. And on groups, you know, you had to go through the group leader and everything. So that kind of stifled things. So I had to get really creative with how to reach people. And I found that people really love it when you invite them to partner on something versus trying to sell them something. So I found that giving online networking events using email, I believe we started out, what was it, listservs? Remember those things? Yeah, we had these great events. We invited women to come. We posted great topics. They got to talk about their business and who their clients were that they were looking for and everything, what their goals were. So I found that to work really well for me. And then, of course, LinkedIn changed again. So then I had to go and do something else, but still staying relevant. So that's when I set up a group on LinkedIn. That was where women could come and I'd have topics for them to answer, which was the, I think I was trying to replicate what I was doing with the listserv, which was great, but we had too many emails going back and forth. Everybody got a little burnout on that.
Now, I wanted to pause here for a moment too. For those who don't know, Gerald and I are really good friends. We've been friends since 2001 when we met online.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with Gerald on her websites. I've been working with her on LinkedIn projects. And the interesting thing is, Gerald and I have only met once in real life, but we're real good friends. And she actually started online in 2001 with listservs. She used to conduct networking events via a listserv. Her brain created a way for us to network online, build connections, and get to know people. And she didn't even have a social media network. She just had listservs. So there's power in lists, in case people don't realize the power of building lists. I'm building mine currently, and I am learning that it's important that you do certain things. And when you have a listserv, it was kind of like a mailing list. And we went from the listserv to LinkedIn. And when we got to LinkedIn, it was a whole nother, I guess, monster in the sense how you network, how you can use it to grow your business. And so we've pretty much grown up with LinkedIn through all of its variations, through all of its changes. We both have landed business via LinkedIn. I know a lot of people are like, how do you use Facebook marketing and ads? That's great for people who want to do that. I have found that LinkedIn has been my biggest finder of clients. My biggest client, as a matter of fact, that I've had a multi-year contract with since 2012 came from LinkedIn. They found me literally on LinkedIn. For those who are not using LinkedIn as part of their business model, I would definitely suggest that they actually take a look, a deeper look at LinkedIn to see how they can get connected to the people that they want to become their clients. Their target market is on LinkedIn. They just got to learn how to find them and get connected to them. I just wanted to give that little spiel there for a moment. I know that you have this event going on, and it's been going on for maybe a year or so.
Just getting my feet wet, testing out different ways to network and to bring women together and to mainly get them to bring other women, because women are so solo-minded. I've joined this movement. Now let me just do something with it.
And what is the movement called?
The 1 Million Woman Link Up.
All right. The 1 Million Woman Link Up. Okay. Now tell us about the 1 Million Woman Link Up. So people join. What is the purpose of them joining and what happens after they join?
Okay. Well, the purpose of them joining is to share their business story. You know, I got you to write your story, you know, to share your journey, lessons that you've learned, types of people you'd like to collaborate with, types of projects you'd like to work on. And once someone signs up, then their job is to start working on their business story so I can push it on LinkedIn and to also push it on Facebook, Twitter, and so forth, so that other women can see that, hey, this person is interested in partnering with me. It's just a way to step out from the crowd on LinkedIn, because right now it's crowded. Mm-hmm. It really is. And you have to do something fun and innovative in order to step out so people see you. And that's the purpose of this. So like I said, once you sign up, you just write your business story and you submit it. And then everyone goes to like it and to comment on it.
Right.
And I'll be using your story as part of a virtual business tour of LinkedIn that I'm putting together this year. So the tour will be broken down into states, cities, countries, industries, and more. Just a way for me to let women, you know, see you. Just
so it's a different marketing and a branding event. Am I mm-hmm. correct?
Yes, and it'll take place all throughout this year and next year and so forth. My goal is to have 1 million women sign up within the next 3 years who are out there just partnering, doing stuff. And I'm working on a competition. I want to see women coming together on Small Business Saturday, Women's History Month. I believe in October, I think it's another women's holiday that I need to check into, but on specific holidays for women, I would like to see them coming together as a tribe, working on a project like maybe a magazine, a website, doing something local within their city or whatever. And once they finished it, come and present it to a panel so we can see, hey, basically which group of women have more spirit, you know? Remember how it is in high school? And, you know, you have those spirit weeks or months or whatever. Yeah. And you have like your two sides or whatever. I just want women to see how much fun LinkedIn can be and how you can use it. Like I said, there's over 260 million women on it who are looking for business or looking for a job, whatever it is. So it's just too much fun that a lot of people are missing out on. They're leaving money on the table.
So if someone is not currently on LinkedIn, what can they do to get started with setting up on LinkedIn?
It's really easy. Just go set up a free account on LinkedIn. You don't have to get the paid version. I don't have the paid version. Never have and never will, because I don't need all those extra features. It's really easy to set it up. And make sure you also set up your LinkedIn company page.
Okay. Now, what is a LinkedIn company page?
Oh, that's the beauty. You know how Facebook has their business pages? LinkedIn now has business pages. So your profile is, when you set up your profile on LinkedIn, it's just your personal information. There's only so much you can add to it about your business. The LinkedIn company page is where you talk about your business, all your products and services. You can sell from it.
so they set up a personal profile, mm-hmm. and then they set up a company page. Now, there are things, what's the difference between a company page and a showcase? Because I know LinkedIn has both.
Yeah. Now, the showcase page is where you want to just, like, if you're giving a event, you're having a conference coming up, or maybe you're publishing a book, or you have a special sale or whatever, you use your showcase page for that because you want to go real deep.
This is blowing my mind. That's why I'm like asking you all these questions. I know about LinkedIn, and I want my audience to learn about LinkedIn and how they can really use it to grow their business. How can they really network and get connected and grow their business on LinkedIn?
You get involved with the 1 Billion Woman Link Up, because we will be doing stuff every day on LinkedIn. Starting next week, I will have topics that I put out there just on regular LinkedIn, you know, in your updates, whatever. People can come and they can comment. And of course, once you comment and you share it, it's where we will be cross-pollinating our LinkedIn connections with everyone, which is a lot of fun. Like, to kick things off next week, I'll be asking women to share their 2019 marketing goals or their big business goal, mm-hmm. and what they need help with. So we'll be networking outside of the groups and within LinkedIn, which is very important, because if you join LinkedIn and you join a group, your message, it'll be held hostage most times. By the person. You know this, right? We have a ton of this.
Yes.
So the 1 Million Women Link Up will help us to network outside of the groups, but still within LinkedIn, where we can post these great topics like I used to do with my, you know, listserv events and everything. And women can come and post. Like, we're all on LinkedIn looking for business, and we want to talk about our business. But there's a way to do it that's non-salesy, which is what I've always said. Talk about your business, and it doesn't have to be where you're trying to sell to the whole doggone world, because everyone is not your client. They're really not.
True.
But if you post something good, and then, of course, we're going to ask everyone to share the comments and to share that post, because, you know, LinkedIn has a setup to where you get a URL for your posts, so for your updates, so people can share that all over. And I believe you can also share that link on Facebook. But I know Facebook sometimes has this thing where they block you in a way. But like I said, we'll be networking every week on LinkedIn. And we will also be working on different projects.
I'm so glad you tuned in for part one. Check in tomorrow for part two. You have been listening to Pamper My Business podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pamper My Business community by visiting pampermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.